News, I'm Ben Thomas. The National Weather Service says an Arctic front is bringing snow and winds into the eastern U.S. and temperatures will remain cold through the weekend. Meanwhile, Lisa Dwyer reports some in the south are still dealing with the last storm.
Nearly 2 weeks after an ice storm knocked out power to her home, 79-year-old Barbara Bishop and her 85-year-old husband George still find themselves trying to flip on the lights or looking into what is now an empty refrigerator in their Mississippi home, where they keep warm with a gas heater.
It's just been one of those times that you just have to grit your teeth and bear it.
Across the street, Russ Jones and his wife wound up staying with other neighbors who do have electricity.
We're day number 13 with no power, no water, no internet.
On the bright side, volunteers from 8 Days of Hope helped clear tree debris from their yard.
To know the burden of just one more thing I can cross off my list, is very meaningful.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department says a key figure in the deadly 2012 Benghazi attack has been taken into custody. A racist post on President Trump's social media account has been taken down. And Ed Donahue reports the Winter Olympics have officially opened.
The Milan Cortina Winter Olympics is the most spread out Olympics, summer or winter, in history. It's in 4 locations. There are 2 Olympic cauldrons. American Grant Edson hopes these games will concentrate on the games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host, and yeah, like I think tomorrow I'll not want to see J.D. Vance again, and I don't really want to see him tonight, but I'm happy that America is here and he's our representative, so go America.
More than 3,500 athletes from 93 countries will compete in this year's Winter Games. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Donna Warder looking ahead to Sunday's big game.
The New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks won't be the only Sunday battle. There's also a battle of the Super Bowl ads, vying for the attention of more than 120 million viewers, like George Clooney for Grubhub and William Shatner for Raisin Bran.
Will Shat here, bringing fiber to the masses with Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Janine Poggi, editor-in-chief of Ad Age, says advertisers are keeping it light.
Not surprising, given sort of the state of the world and using the Super Bowl as a place for really pure entertainment. No brands are coming in looking to be controversial. They really want this to be about the entertainment.
And Hellman's Mayonnaise is hoping you don't miss their ad, sung to the tune of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Hellman's makes it taste so
good. I'm Donna Warder.
For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.